Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast. Love is in the air, everybody. Y'all know what that means. We know what episode it is. That's right. It's Valentine's Day. Everybody loves the PWK Valentine's episode. Mike, how you doing, sir?
I'm way better now.
We got Mike Wells in the building. Mike, how you doing?
Yo, yo, yo.
And you know, we can't forget the lovely Kayla. Kayla, what's up?
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, man. You like that,
and,
huh?
And Mario will be joining us probably shortly.
Yes, he will.
We don't really know yet.
You know?
He's busy.
I know y'all hear something different in the background. We switched it up for this episode. Yeah. Hey, this is a favorite of mine, so we had to do it, you know? You know, I first heard this song on American Pie. You remember American Pie?
Yes, I've seen American Pie.
When they were
Pie.
Singing it, you know, because they had the Glee Club or whatever.
And he was doing the
You talking about when he fucked the pie?
No.
It was in the Glee Club. They was in the Glee Club, and they were singing How Sweet Is the Love by You. Chris Klein's character. Y'all don't know who Chris Klein is, do you?
No.
Oh, man.
But y'all seen American Pie, right?
American Pie. Yeah.
I've seen American Pie because that's when he put his penis in the warm pie, right? That's that movie.
He put it in the warm pie.
They go to band camp.
Yeah, I think that's the only part they remember, Devin, is just that.
Yeah. So, we got Mario here as well, everybody.
Yeah, what's going on, Negro?
Oh, you came in right on time. Let me see
you
in.
The back. Mario, it's this the Valentine's Day episode. Aren't you a little bit more enthused?
Why would I be?
Because it's the Valentine's Day episode.
Love is in the air.
Yeah.
You love?
Sexy you time with love? PWK. What you mean? Yeah.
Of course I'm in love, but I'm every day is Valentine's Day when you're with Mario.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, Mario.
So what would make the day any different than my regular life?
Oh, man.
I'm just being a dick. What's going on, people?
It's okay. Hey, I understand.
You're in good company.
What's good, Mario?
What up, people? What's going on? What's going on, listeners? What up, what up, what up, what up? Sorry for I'm being late, but your boy was handling business, man. I got things that I have to do for this new position that I'm starting on, well, the next couple of days and on Monday. Well, when the listeners hear it, that day will be in the past. But I got things I had to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for the past, past 2 days. You know, there's a lot of training. A lot of trainings you have to do. A lot of videos you got to watch.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, man. You were late, but you were right on time.
You was literally right on time.
Good shit, Maria.
Appreciate it, man.
And then more to come.
You know?
Appreciate it, y'all. I'm out here, you know, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, y'all. So, what we're about to do, we're about to get into Song of the Week. This week's Song of the Week is She's Bad by Akeem Ali and Brian B. Flat Cook.
Goddamn. Whoa, wait a minute. Who is that right there? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I need to have her. I got to have it. You, come here, baby.
Mm-mm, no, thank you. I'm good.
Oh, she wants to play hard to get. Hold my drink for me. Because girl, I'm glistening and I'm hotter than pool weather. I got the
the moves, I'm a certified groove setter. So let me spell it out to you with a few letters. B means I'm beautiful, baby. A for the accolades. D is for the word of my pants and cause I'm dapper made. So I'm trying to slide in your teepee. Break your coochie bone, getting knee deep. Falling asleep in it and then repeat. Sometimes I really cackle and I kiki. Knowing that they got strut business, but niggas think that they can see me. It's an elephant in the room, that ain't no ski-wee. Baby, let's settle this thing for O-N-C-E. Dig it, honey. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, girl, you bad to the bone. You naked when your ass is alone. I wanna see that wagon you dragging along. I'm a dog and your ass is a bone, baby. I need to know who been gassing you and who said what. Now, I was kind of slow about it, but I sped up. When I seen you carrying more buns than a bread truck. Yeah, I mean, damn, baby, why though? A stallion from behind, but a pretty little lamb. You belong in a gyro. I'm trying to get invited to your middle. And, baby, I'm too handsome to be stringing me along. I'm not a fiddle. Just be down like four flat tires. Can you dig it? To all the hoes doing karate. Can I kick it? I'm Big Daddy. I drive the big caddy. I slip slide.
Ooh, another trick, Daddy.
Right on.
All right, y'all, that was She's Bad from Akeem Ali and Brian B. Fat Cook. Guys, what y'all think about that one?
I liked it. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was pretty groovy. I liked it, too.
Yeah, never heard that one before. Okay, good call, Mike.
Yeah, that was Mike Jack's peak right there.
Thank you.
Mike Jack does a great job with Song of the Week.
I try. But that. Also, you can catch that and all of our favorite Valentine's Day songs on our special curated PWK Apple Music playlist that we all created together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it. It's called Sexy Time with the Killers.
Yeah. And it got some bangers on there.
Man, what? It
got some bangers on there.
It's got some.
Hey, so you can
have, got some bangers
so
on
there. Feel free to have sex to this playlist.
Right. It's something for everybody.
Yeah.
Put that pussy on it. Yeah.
You want something raunchy? We got it.
A mixture of it all.
You want something slow? We got you. You want something nasty? We got you. Want some hood? How about this? It's how about y'all listen to it and see who picked what?
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Would be cool.
Who they think picked what song would be on there.
And DM us with your picks and let us know. And we'll let you know if you're right or not.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you know all of us, like, put Kayla's name and put what songs you think she picked. Put my name and put what songs you think I picked. Same with Devin and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to get Devin. Devin is pretty simple.
I don't think so. Not with this particular playlist.
Maybe one.
Probably just one song, yeah. Because one song is obvious, probably. But other than that. Because I picked, like, two, three.
You picked four.
I did? Yeah. All of them on there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I think I do a pretty good job of actually knowing what all y'all pick, bro. It was me.
I mean, I hate to break this to you. I hate to break this to you, Mike. We all put it in the group text of what songs we was going to put in there, so.
Kind of did.
Yeah. I'm saying, without looking at that.
Okay.
I would kill it.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll kill it then.
All right, well.
Hold on.
Are you about to do it now?
Thank you. No, because I was the music Kayla gave me, I was not expecting it at all, and I was just like, "Oh, wow!"
Surprise!
I was on the floor laughing, but
yeah, Kayla couldn't know Valentine's Day.
Anyways, like Devin said, it's our Valentine's Day episode. Love is in the air. The birds are chirping. The sun is smiling. Well, not here in Tallulah. But it's that time for Valentine's Day. Time to get out your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Time to love on one another.
Yeah.
You know, create some babies.
You know,
we got to get the new generation out here. You know, somebody's going to have to take care of us when we get older, you know?
Right.
And this is coming?
Love with your mouth.
I mean, I understand it costs so much, but who is going to take care of you when you get older? That I just want to leave you with that.
Jesus.
I just want to leave you with it. I don't want you to be one of them older people having kids that are toddlers. They can't take care of you.
I mean, I get that. I get that. These American dollars aren't dollaring these days.
Man.
Mm-mm. You got to get a job in the States. You got to get one overseas. You know, I think they tax a little different. You just got to make sure you're out here getting it.
Wow.
Or you could do the old-fashioned thing and rob people.
I'm not robbing anybody. Nor do I love somebody that much to just get out here and get the robbing niggas, you know? Now, wait.
If you ain't ready to get out here and get it for me so I can go get my nails and my hair done, can you really say that you love me?
Oh, Lord.
Wow. What they got to do with me, though?
Right.
Because you are a man, you a provider?
Yeah, but it's not your hair on your head.
All right. See, this is what's wrong with the world right now.
I'm just saying,
like, what's stopping you from learning how to do your own thing?
What?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
This is supposed to be an episode of love, everybody. Not a debate about getting your hair done and who should be getting your hair done.
This is an episode about love.
You love, you're supposed to get that hair done. This all about each other.
And what better type of love other than God's love? What better type of love than self-love? I think doing your own nails is kind of like the prime example of self-love.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see the time out for you. And all this other stuff. Like, I get wanting to be pampered. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to be pampered.
Apparently not.
I get that.
Y'all know what?
I get that.
When I was in high school, I cut my own hair. That's crazy.
You fucked yourself up in high school, y'all.
Do you know how much money I'm saving a month cutting my own hair?
Okay, all right.
That means more money for you to spend on your girl to get her hair done.
Hey, you guys.
I know the great thing about her, she doesn't require that.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, different requirements, different strokes for different folks.
Just let them finish.
I feel it.
But go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and get us back on, you know, this love with men who don't want to pay.
Yeah, y'all hop back on the love boat.
Let's hop back on the love train.
We almost derailed for a minute.
Love. I just want it to be about love.
You know the funny thing about the love boat? They never really got off that bitch.
Oh, it didn't sink.
They didn't get off of it, did they?
It's one of them boats that's half sunken, but it's still going. It's still trying to make it. But it be sinking sometimes.
Speaking of boats sinking,
did you guys... Nah, I'm just playing. Y'all already knew what I was about to go with this.
It was a Titanic story, wasn't it? You and this damn Titanic.
That's a true example of love, the Titanic, and him giving Rose the door so she can stay afloat in that ice-cold water and survive and tell the story.
Okay, it also shows how selfish women can be.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to get into this.
I'm
just going to point that out.
You're right. There was room on that door for both of their ass.
It was. They could have made a way.
They were definitely going underwater, getting both on that door. Like,
how about
they should have just froze together then?
How about this? How about if she really loved him, she would have did what he said and stayed on that goddamn boat the first time?
That's also true.
Yeah, you got a point.
That is also true.
And he possibly would have been the only one on that thing, you know, and he would have survived.
I don't think old boy was going to kill him or do anything to him.
No, he definitely wouldn't go help him. Wasn't no arrangement on the other side.
He would have had a better chance of surviving if she just stayed on the goddamn boat.
Yeah, because he had to look after her, you know.
Are we really getting back to this?
I'm sorry.
Are we really doing this right now?
I said we got to get into it. I wouldn't go stop it.
Because you like talking.
And this is the only thing that I'm going to say about the Titanic, you know what I'm saying? And I know this is the love show. We're going to get back to that. I love it. Titanic is the worst love story of all time. Because when Rose was an old-ass bitch, she was married, she had a husband who took care of her, she had kids, and she had grandkids. But all of a sudden, she couldn't get the memory of a 60-year-old dick that she sucked back in, like, the 20s and 30s that the nigga dies at the end. She couldn't get over that shit. Even though the man she married took care of her, provided for her and her kids, all of a sudden a reporter comes up, so you was on the side saying, yeah, let me tell you about this dick I took back in 1928. See, that's too much for me.
I don't look at it that way. I think you're looking at it quite negative from those lands, because a lot of people, you know, still move on with their lives and get married after the love of their life dies.
She couldn't remember her kid's own name, but she remembered all the details about Jack.
Yeah, that's what dementia do to you, and that's what love will do.
Yeah, so she didn't love her husband. Thanks for clearing that up.
He wasn't the strongest love that was going to get embedded in her memory.
I gotta ask this. So when they got together, did she explain to him, hey, I like you, but I don't like you as much as I like Jack?
We don't know.
I guarantee you, she didn't even bring up Jack. Jack lived forever in her memory.
That's what I'm saying.
And this other nigga was paying for everything. She just accepted him.
I digress. Because she didn't even have my life. Regular life. Her original fiance, which she was on the ship with, I think they reported her missing or deceased in the water. She wouldn't change her name and everything. So she never went back to her family. She loved Jack so much. She became a humble person.
Y'all are not making Rose look good at all. Like, Rose is not a good person right now.
And we thought
Rose was young and in love.
Why would keep?
So was Jack, and they were on that ship.
But only one of them died. Only one of them died. The nigga who was broke and was giving out dick.
You know, that's just one way of looking at it.
That's the only way to look at it.
And the crazy part about it is Jack almost missed that ship, you know?
Almost missed
where would
the ship.
Where would he have been if he missed that ship?
I think I told you, I've never seen the Titanic. It's in its entirety.
You never saw the whole movie. Yeah. You probably just saw the scene.
The best part is when they hit the iceberg and all chaos breaks loose. That's the best part of the movie.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
That is the best part of the movie. The rest of it is you see Rose and Jack sneaking around, you know.
And, boring.
You know, doing what they do or whatever.
Who wants to see that? Devin does.
Yeah, I did.
It is our boy Leonardo DiCaprio, and we love Leo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, he's black for real.
So
I didn't even give a offended when you said nigga.
This is interesting. Start.
You know, I didn't get offended when he was saying nigga either.
Oh, and Django
rolled off his tongue so well. Like, yeah, he did. Practicing this.
Yeah, he practiced that for a while.
Did y'all know he was uncomfortable saying nigga?
I mean, yeah. Until,
he said he was very uncomfortable until Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel Jackson.
Well, somebody who was uncomfortable, he really leaned into it.
No, it really was hard for him to do.
You gotta get the job done, baby.
It really didn't look that way at first, you know?
He said,
he cried and shit.
Yeah, he said, he told Jamie, he said, man,
he should have cried though, because he needed his really envy for saying that, you know?
Why? He's acting. Know? He's acting.
Yeah. Man, I don't give a damn.
Get a pass. It's damn. Okay.
Yeah, he's acting. Oh, wow.
Yeah, acting my ass.
So,
come on, guys. We got to get back to the love.
It's Valentine's. All right,
we're getting back on the love
it's
train.
It's Valentine's love Day. Boat. Yeah, it's Valentine's. It's that time of the season again. It's love's holiday. And we at the PWK Podcast want to give you some good advice to help you have a successful Valentine's Day. Ain't that right, fellas?
That's right.
And gals?
Let's go.
True.
And gals.
Fellas and gals, yeah.
True.
So, we are going to share with some of you all our date ideas, dope date ideas, some dope gift ideas, and what are our plans for Valentine's Day? So I guess we'll kick this off with date ideas, and I guess we'll kick this off with Devin. Devin, give the people at least two ideas that they can have.
Okay, so if it's your first date, if it's y'all first date, I look at it from that angle. If okay. it's y'all first date and it's Valentine's Day, I would suggest doing something fun. Maybe go somewhere you can do something fun and interactive, but still conversate and talk at the same time and be flirty and stuff like that. I would recommend doing mini golf. Yeah, I would recommend doing mini golf. And
okay.
Like the arcade and stuff like that.
Okay.
Y'all can, you know, be cute and play games and all that.
You have to, and might I be good at mini golf?
I mean, it don't matter.
You should be good at it.
Yeah, I mean, you want to win.
Not this about to be a competition.
Yeah, it ain't got to be a competition.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I don't like to lose.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And when I went on a date and we went axe throwing, it instantly became a competition because I suck at axe throwing.
So you lost.
She whooped my ass, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And she did not like let me forget every time we talk about it.
Yeah.
I whooped you. Remember that time I whooped your ass and axe throwing, and I have to be like, yes, I remember the time that you got lucky because I couldn't master throwing an axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my second date idea, that'll be the first one, right? And then the second one, I would say it depends on what you like. I'll just go with cooking at home. Cooking at home. Make a dinner.
You really think, from a male perspective, you really think a girl is going to come over?
Yeah, if you set that shit up. Okay, so let me put it this way. If you set that shit up nice, yeah, she would love it. All right, so what I would do if I was cooking, I'm not really a cook, but if I was, you know, doing this and it was Valentine's Day, I would cook whatever I'm going to cook. I don't know what I'm going to cook because I'm not a cook. I would cook whenever I'm going to cook. I'm going to have a table set, you know, put a candle on that thing. Probably have my...
This is the first date?
No, this just a regular one right here. If y'all already been,
you know,
yeah, if y'all already been dealing with each other, yeah.
How long?
All right.
How long?
I mean, that don't matter.
It does.
Y'all just already been dealing with each other.
I don't want...
Let's say it's been a year.
Okay.
And y'all
Thank
are
you.
Together.
Thank okay. you. You have to put time on it.
All right. So that's the time, we'll just say.
Everybody
but you
can't
can still do this.
Everybody can't be in your house.
I feel you. I mean, it depends on
dating.
Your relationship. Yeah, it depends on how y'all relationship is.
If we're dating, then I have no problem coming and eating up your food.
Yeah.
Or sit down at that lovely table that you done made and
fun fact.
A meal you prepared.
Just a quick side note. I am very, uh-huh. I feel very uncomfortable and uncertain when I'm going, if I don't know a girl that well, mm-hmm. and we've been dating, I still feel uncomfortable going over to her house.
I mean, I guess that can be kind of normal in a way. It's just,
so that's why
it's just
I
whenever
ask,
you feel comfortable with that.
That's why I ask, like,
yeah,
as far as like, how long have y'all been talking?
Gotcha.
Because there've been plenty of time. You want to know the biggest thing I've learned, not to change the subject, but mm-hmm. this is just another side note. The biggest thing that I've learned since you've mentioned that is girls are very open to you coming to their house all willy-nilly.
I mean, if they fuck with you, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Wait.
Like, no, like, you could meet just one night and they'd be like, hey, you want to come over and hang out?
I don't know about that.
I'm dead, bruh. When I was in...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, serious.
I don't know.
Hey, you can come over. I'm not doing nothing.
I mean... Maybe if you give them a comfortable vibe. If that's the case, maybe they just feel comfortable with you or they get a good vibe from you, then, you know.
Okay.
But if they...
Gotcha. I mean, because eventually you're going to have to ease into it if it goes there. Mm-hmm. I don't. I ain't letting nobody know where I live. What's wrong with you?
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can know where you live. I don't mind coming over to your house, but if you try to hit me to come over at like 9 o'clock, oh, the sun went down, bro, I might come over there.
So,
you know, you're
a threat. I could be a threat. I keep my gun in my purse. I don't mention it.
Yeah.
But if they try something, you're going to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
So Devin says a fun activity, and
that's for the first date if y'all just now starting, you know.
Stay at home dinner.
Yeah. Where you set the table, you got a candle, you got some music playing, y'all vibing. Hey, maybe y'all can even cook together too, possibly, you know. Could be a thing for y'all.
That would be really fun. Nice. Yeah, that would be fun. You cook together.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
It's very sensual and brings people together, I think, cooking together. Doing activities like that together helps to build the relationship up. If you're into that type of thing.
If you want to spice up cooking together, you know, y'all can just put some aprons on and be ass naked under the aprons if you want to while you're cooking. That could work too, you know. Spice up.
That's a spin.
So,
why would you want to have on clothes if you in the kitchen frying stuff? You know,
grease just popping all over your head.
Grease just popping. You know, that's beautiful. He can lick that spot off of you.
Exactly.
Something is wrong with you, Devin.
No third degree burns here.
Mario, what give me two dating ideas. Come on with it.
One dating idea is you could, well, this requires hopefully by this time you've already gotten information like from your significant other about what she likes and different things like that. You can make reservations at like at her favorite restaurant, you know. Y'all can go and, you know, if you got some money, you know, if you got some bread, you know, maybe get you like a private booth or something like that, private table, you know, and hopefully you have the information on what she likes from there, and you can already have it like ready to order, like whenever y'all arrive. Like, let's say the reservation is for, I don't know, like 8:30 or something like that, and then y'all get to the restaurant and the maitre d' seats y'all and everything, and like a couple of minutes later, boom, y'all's favorite meal is right there. She's like, oh my God, how did you know? Because bitch, you told me. But,
that's wild.
You know what I'm saying? But she'll be really impressed by that. Now, if you don't want to do that, I would say, find out where, this really depends on where you live. Like, if you're in a city, then this will be easier than if you're in a town or something like that. But I got an alternate for that. So if you're like in a city, you can go like down to an art district and y'all can look at like different types of art, or y'all can take like a painting class or something like that. Or if y'all don't live in a city or like a big metropolitan area or something like that, you can get like some canvases from like Hobby Lobby or anything like that, and y'all can have like a painting session at home. You know, you can do that. Like, you can come up with an idea to say, okay, we're going to paint, like, our favorite type of, I don't know, house or something like that. Just something to have y'all connected to where y'all are talking, y'all are laughing. And you don't have to be the best painter or anything like that. It's all about the experience and connecting and having a deeper connection with, you know, your significant other. And, you know, getting to know each other on a different level. You know, that's the whole point of the painting. You know what I'm saying? It's like seeing what this person likes to do. Y'all can laugh. Because, you know, if you go to one of those, like, sip and paint type of things, you will have fun. I've been several times. Like, you will have fun. Yes, there will be other people there, of course, but you're going to be sitting next to your significant other. And y'all can throw jokes at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You definitely can't be naked under the robe.
No. Definitely cannot be. Unless
you're at home.
To one of those. Not even that. Unless you're they bring in a new model.
Oh yeah.
And y'all paint that.
You get new. You not get new.
Wait, that'd be a decent exposure. You're right about that. But if you are at home, y'all can do naked paint.
Yeah, I was just gonna say to paint that ass.
Get some body paint. Get some body paint, you know, the ones that are, you know, that are non-harmful to the skin and they can wash off really easily. So you don't have to read, niggas. You don't have to read. But get you some body paint and do that. You know what I'm saying? Just get creative. You know, just, you don't want to be.
Came up with his idea for tonight.
No. I have other things for you. But you don't want to be a boring dude on special occasions, especially like, you know, Valentine's Day and different type of holidays that are, you know, involving, you know, couples, especially with your significant other. You want to be able to create experiences that both of you all can remember and reflect back, like, down the line in the relationship and say, hey, remember when we did da 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 da? And they could say, yeah, I remember that was so much fun, and we did this, and we laughed, and we ate this, and da 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 da. And that's something that y'all will be able to share and have, you know, for yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
That's good.
That's really that's a good one. Mario. Yep.
I like the painting idea.
The painting naked, huh?
No, the painting at the thing.
The painting naked, you know, huh? Yeah. Freaky ass.
I don't like all the messy shit, nah.
Kayla, what you got for us? What?
I mean, I'm going to piggyback off of Mario. I do like the intimate setting, especially if you're already in an established relationship. I don't mind staying at home and doing like the paint and sip and we prepare a meal and stuff like that. And then like for a second one, you know, I love taking a trip. I love to travel somewhere. Easy to do a little weekend getaway, or a little staycation. Honestly, just spending the time together. I don't wait too heavy on Valentine's for like the gifts and I don't know, like the bouquets of flowers that are going to die. I'm not a fan of that. So any type of intimate time that we can have together is pretty good.
Cool.
Just so y'all know, the way to my heart, take me out the country. I love you forever.
Oh, wow. Well, that's an exit of a lot of niggas right now. Nigga right now.
You just killed off like 90% of the population.
Right. Like, nigga, I ain't taking you. I don't stay.
And you know what? That's good. Because if you don't want to do it or can't do it, we're not aligned for each other. And I would hate for us to be trying to waste each other's time.
I agree. We will have to do another episode about wasting people's time, especially in relationships. Last but certainly not least, we saved the best for last. Mike Wells, what are two dating ideas that you can give us? And I know you've given me plenty of dating ideas in the past. So what you got for us?
Okay, so I'm going to be talking to all my brothers, you feel me, who, you know, pockets are unlimited, you feel me? You know, you reserving your money to put elsewhere. And, you know, Valentine's Day is also on a Wednesday, so I understand you. I got you. So what we're going to do, gentlemen, we're going to turn our focus to Groupon, the Groupon app. What I want y'all to do is get on this motherfucker. And what you going to do, you're going to go to search whatever city you in. It don't matter. You're going to go to things to do as the category. What I want you guys to do, we're keeping it efficient this year. We're going to go to sort and we're going to price it from low to high. Low to high, fellas. Low to high. Okay, so on Groupon, we have dance classes, cooking classes, painting tips, like my man Mario said. So if you want to take that idea from him, take it. But take it to Groupon, you feel me? Yeah,
man,
Groupon save money.
What I would recommend is trying out an escape room, man. If y'all are new to each other, you feel me? See how each other thinks in situations like that where you really have to think.
That could be dangerous.
Now, if she's slow, you gonna know,
right?
Yeah, you gonna find out quick, fast, and in a hurry with that. Yeah.
But if neither one of y'all escape the room, does that mean both of y'all slow and y'all deserve to be together?
We got two dumbasses on our hands.
I can hear that now. We met an escape. We did escape room and none of us got out. It was love at first sight. Go ahead,
now,
Mike.
If you want to get your remix on the X store, and they got that on here, $13.50.
No, I'm straight on X store.
We have a glass blowing class and a candle making class.
They have wine tasting on Groupon. Starting out at $7.89, fellas. Each.
Wine tasting for
$7? Wine tasting classes, Kayla. You in the Dallas, Texas area, they also have the ATVs going at $94. We getting a little pricey, and fellas, we're gonna take it to the other side. How to request
94 per person?
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, man. They got a few things. They got helicopter rides over the city. Yeah, they got museums. They got movies.
Quick question: is helicopter rides really romantic?
I think it is. I think man, it's really cool.
You got, I mean, nah, it really is because the pictures that you get be night? Nice. Yeah. And then, especially if you do it at night, you know, a lot of the cities have skylines that light up.
Mm-hmm. It's romantic if they let you sit, you know, in the back together. If one person got to get up front, the other person in the back, y'all just, you know, you want a plane flying.
Nah, you want, and the main thing, you want to schedule all this stuff in, ahead of time. Like, this is Valentine's Day. Stuff is going to actually be booked up. You know, you want to actually have reservations.
Yeah, you want
to go to a nice little restaurant off Groupon.
Well, thank you, Mike. Mike gave all the fellas a cheat code, dope cheat code. That's I didn't know about that, man. See, that's why I say the best for last. He gave y'all some dope info and dope advice.
Man, oh, wait. Remix, Mike. The X throwing on that.
But also with the mic, if you want a budget, right, you can make multiple arrangements from home. You just got to buy the fruit and the little sticks and a nice little base to stick it in. It's really not hard. It's the chocolate to melt. You know, that's getting, like a $30 idea.
Getting ahead of yourself, Kayla. We got to. We gonna get
it's the a $30.
We gonna gift the gift ideas later.
Keep it efficient, fellas.
Yeah. That's a part of the date. Feeding. What are you talking about?
No, you talking
the feeding part.
That's a part of. If you, I ain't munched on nothing since we've been together. Ain't no date.
It's on me now, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you two quick ones. Not going to take that long. The first one, I'm going to do an expensive one, and I'm going to do a not-so-expensive one. So I guess I'll start with the not-so-expensive one. You can take her to a jazz club or any type of music club that does live music. Because nothing says love like music. That's straight facts. The second one is, I'm going to give you a more expensive one. You can do your own drive through theater at home.
I seen that idea before, like on
get you a popcorn maker, get you a concession stand. There's a way that you can do
that. Who working the concession stand?
It's a self-serve concession stand, Kayla. What you mean? It's a self-serve concession stand. Golly. You can get, if you want to get you some butlers or something, you can. If you got that type of money to shell out, you can get some workers.
Saying, your single homeboys ain't trying to help you be great. They don't want to come work the concession stand.
I doubt it. I really do doubt that. Because now since
just for the 2-hour movie?
Nah, they not gonna do
gonna
that.
Hold you down for two hours, man.
I don't need. Me and my team have learned, like real talk. If you can do everything by yourself, you set up a nice little concession stand. Man, what? No, for real, because your homeboy.
Nah, for my single man.
Yeah,
I need to take y'all ass to a stoplight party. For Valentine's Day. Get y'all some olives.
For real. And then they over there hating and shit, and then trying to put salt on your game while you trying to be fucking romantic and they being dicks. No, do it your goddamn
self. Well, then you fire them.
No. You set your own concession stand up, your popcorn maker. And then this is the thing, because it's Valentine's Day, and you know, depending on like how, go back to how long y'all been dating, you be like, hey, babe, what you want? And you be the person over concession, you know, fix a popcorn, fix a drink, you know, and then y'all sit in the car, you get a projector and you get a big, my family got one of those big blow up things you put in the yard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put it in the yard and you don't play any movie though. You play one of them classic old school 80s movies like 16 Candles.
Now this is assuming that it's not cold outside.
16 candles.
What you saying, Mario?
This is assuming that it's not cold outside.
It's a drive-through movie. You're in your car.
Nah.
You know, yeah. I love the idea, and I love all of that. Because you can put the seats down if you want to, you know, do a little bit.
If you want to what? If you want, why, you know, why would you put the seats down?
What you putting the seats down for, Kayla?
You gotta go for the backyard. You gotta go for the whole shebang. If you're not going all the way there, what are we doing?
That's right, lady. Suck dick in the backyard.
I mean, the neighbors ain't gonna really be watching.
So Gerald,
the movie.
Gerald could see. Hey, you guys, what are y'all doing?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll come back.
We was trying to see if we can join in on your little movie, but I guess not.
Yeah, we just pulled some chairs out here. Oh,
but yeah.
You know what? Yeah, that's really not bad. And I think when it really comes down to it for Valentine's, the thought that you put into it, getting to know your person and you're catering whatever it is that you're doing to their likes or the likes that you both share together. So it's an enjoyment for the two of you. So
yeah,
as long as you're doing that, I think you'll be pretty successful. You're going to be a good 10% and give some coochie pop for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's for the guys, you know, the more effort you put into it, the more you go get back, you know, if you know what I mean. Yeah. The more.
Yeah. Show that woman that you be listening and you comprehend what you be saying.
Yeah.
That's what makes the coochie go whoop whoop. You know? Y'all might not know.
I should have saved that. That we definitely gonna have to put that down on the soundboard. Make the coochie go whoop whoop.
Right. Hey, yeah, you got to do that again.
You
got to
do that again.
You got to record that one.
All of y'all have really, really dope ideas. Fellas, ladies, take heed. Listen to this. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, y'all get an applause for that.
Yeah, that was good.
Really applause. Now, next up, we got to move on. Gift ideas. So, I guess we'll start with Kayla. Kayla, what are some gift ideas that guys can get for their ladies?
I know. Kayla should do that girls can get for the guys, right?
No. Right? What? She's the lady of the group.
Coochie? So
what are some do's and don'ts?
I think I don't know. It depends on your person, right? Like if you were talking to me and then Valentine's Day, you come and give me like a gym membership or some dumbbells or some shit, then we probably gonna break up.
So that's a don't. That's a don't.
Yeah, that's a definite hell no.
I think that's for any. I think that's for any female though. For Valentine's Day,
no, it's not. It's not because some people are into the whole athletic working out and stuff.
What big burly bodybuilding chick wants some goddamn dumbbells?
Anybody, you can make our home gym. I don't know. I think whatever gift you get your partner, it needs to be something that they are going to have some use for. I like homemade stuff. That used to be one of the things that I would always require us to. We make a gift for each other. Like, you don't have to discuss it. If it's just something that you might need, you make it. And I value that more than just going and buying some jewelry or something like that.
So what's an example of some customary? What's an example of some homemade stuff, though?
So I had an iPad. I had just got my iPad. So one of my gifts was a customized decorated iPad cover.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a whole lot. It doesn't have to break the bank or anything like that. Just something simple that you can use in your day to day.
Yeah. I feel you on it, because I'm definitely going the cheap route with Valentine's Day this year. But I think it's still going to be effective, just as effective.
Yeah, cheap but effective, and it's thoughtful. A lot of the times, you can go and buy somebody the 50 dozen roses with the gold chain and the box of chocolates and take them to the 5-star dinner. But depending on how your relationship is going, you're probably doing that shit more often throughout the relationship, so doing something that really shows that you matter to me.
I'm sorry.
I know you. You're my person.
I just left and came back. I just want to reiterate, fellas, do not buy. I don't care how fit she is. I don't care how many weights she be lifting. I don't care what she bench press. Do not buy dumbbells. And
if you are gonna get anything workout related, if you are gonna get anything related to stuff like that, I feel like you
workout tights.
Yeah, like yeah, workout gear, get some clothes workout. And stuff.
Stuff that you can benefit from too.
He can't benefit from them dumbbells? I'm saying, again, because everybody is different, there are people who actually will love that. I don't want to count that out and say that it's not romantic enough. Valentine's is not a real thing. It is whatever you make it. Hell, give me some furniture in my house. Love you forever. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a new bedroom set.
Okay.
Only
happy Valentine's Day. No, happy Valentine's Day. I decorated the home office. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. You get dick.
I mean, if you decorate my home office and buy me new furniture, said yeah, you know, I'm
that's like well, depending on where you go and all this other stuff, and like who you shop with and stuff like that, you gonna spend some $100, a few $100.
You're gonna spend some cash buying some furniture for a house.
I'm just saying, depending on what you know, where you at in life. But I'm saying for me, right? Some people, some women might like the dumbbell set or the athletic wear. I would like the bedroom furniture set.
I've never met a girl.
I like the decorated iPad cover. If you, I don't know, pay a bill at this point because everything's so high. Give me some new tires if that's within your budget. Get my car clean. Have it detailed. You can wash my car and detail it. I don't care. As long as it gets done.
Hey, and be ready to get that Valentine's Day put on you. And be ready to get that Valentine's Day gift put on you.
Mike, what are some what are some ideas for women to get their guys for Valentine's Day?
What are some gifts? Ladies, I already know what y'all getting us, man. I'm ready to get it put on me.
So that's all you need? That's all you need for real?
Honestly, I don't give a damn about, you know, getting nothing for Valentine's Day. You know, I'm going to do some stuff, but, you know,
that's so,
I don't care about,
that's
you know,
so,
receiving.
That's so, what's the word? I'm trying to think of the word. That's so.
But I know you guys, y'all probably want shit. All right, I'm going to do it for you. All right, get them some Jordans. When in doubt, baby, get them some Jordans. They got some Jordans on there. Get his ass some Jordans. All right, okay, how long?
Don't get him no Team Jordans. No, don't get him no Team Jordans either.
Don't get him no Team Jordans.
Yeah, don't get him. Give him a retro. What'd you say, Mario?
Preferably the taxi cab fours.
Yeah, give him some like retros. It gets on my nerves. Look what I bought my man. They be telling me at work, look what I bought him. I bought him these J's. What you think, Mike? And I be like, they Team Jordans, and I laugh.
Yeah, if you need a computer, go to the app Plug Tech or go to the website Plug Tech. You can get a Mac computer, $200. Don't worry about it. You can get them an iPhone XR, $200. Get them AirPod 1.
AirPod 1.
I need me something up right now. Man, for real.
Oh, Beats Buds are pretty good too. Don't forget the Beats Buds.
Yeah, they got those on Walmart for $55. I had to give me a new case, but I'm back.
I'm not gonna hold y'all. I enjoy a cute little matching outfit. So if you got just like matching shoes or matching shirts or just a matching outfit altogether, I love that.
Oh, that's corny.
So we can dress up the day of Valentine's and go out.
Oh, hell no. That's so corny. Yeah. That's corny as hell.
I'll match shoes, but that's it.
It's not corny.
I'll match shoes, but that's it. I'm not trying to match y'all.
Man, what?
I can match shoes.
I'd rather have matching color schemes.
Yeah, have a matching color scheme, but the same.
I mean, we can do that too, but I still want to have a full matching outfit.
No, what are we gonna go do?
In the shirt, say I'm
with him. He's with me.
I want all that corny, right?
Yeah, I want all that corny shit. Same color pants because you know we probably ain't gonna wear the same size, nothing like that. So
see, the pajamas are
same
one
shirt
size.
Made.
You go get the whole fit.
Okay,
we can have a matching pajama set that we come home and get in before we go to bed. I love that too.
I'm okay with the matching. I'm okay with the matching pajamas because that's in house. But outside, no, no matching. No same shirt, no same pants, no same jeans.
They trying to put that Tommy Hilfiger with the jeans shorts.
I will say this: the only time I'm cool with that, Kayla, if we're going to an event. And we're like, for example, we going to a football game or we going to a basketball game and we're rooting for the same team. I'm for that. Same jersey.
Same. What's going on date night? Halloween.
Hell yeah.
No, but only on special occasion, like a concert. If you're going to a concert and you're a fan, we're both fans of this artist. I have no problem wearing the tour shirt that you go buy the concession together because we're both fans. So yeah, I have no problem with that. But just going to some designated spot matching and shit around other regular people, no ma'am. I'm sorry.
You know, everybody says that, but I think when you meet the right person, all the things you say, nah, I ain't gonna do that, you open up to something.
You're right. I will open up to a lot of stuff, but that I will not. Mark my words.
Oh, that's a hard no.
I would say that's a deal breaker for me. If she said that was a deal breaker, I understand. You go your way, I go mine, because I'm not doing that because that's corny and lame to me. It just is.
You were gonna pick out an outfit,
might pop out, but now because
we pop out in the same thing.
We're going to a football game.
I need everybody to know that if you get lost, they need to return you to me.
Yeah, you're right.
And man. What?
You belong.
What better way for them to know that than us being in a whole matching outfit?
Oh, I know. You can see I'm lost. Oh, I know who you're with. Come on, guys. I'll take them to them.
I just saw her over there. Come on, let me show you.
Mario, what are some gifts ideas? What you got?
Well, depending on like who you're with, you really need to first of all know the person and what they like and their interests and different things like that. Like let's say me, for example, right? My lady, she's really into baking, right? So 1 year I got her a whole bunch of accessories for like to help her with baking. Like, I got her some stencils for like different type of cookie cutouts and all type of little like utensils and different things like that, and like funnels for like piping with frosting on cakes and different things like that. And she was really, 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 really happy with that because, you know, baking is like her thing. That's mm-hmm. like what she likes to do. You know what I'm saying? So I hooked her up with like a whole set and she was really appreciative of that. And also, fellas, this might be like a little bit of money, but it's not too expensive. Take all the photos that you have like of y'all in your phone and get her a digital photo frame to where it's like a frame that you can put like, yeah, like a frame that you can put like on a desk or you can like hang it up on the wall or something like that. And it'll do like a slideshow of like all the photos that y'all have together, like on trips or on dates or different things like that. And I've seen ones to where you can even put a song to it as the photos, you know, slide by. So that's, you know, and that's something creative that you could do. Or you could get her like a gift card with like a certain amount on it. Like, now this depends on your budget. Once again, you know what I'm saying? But get her a gift card for like her favorite store. So like if she is the makeup, like get her like a MAC gift card. Now I'm just saying MAC because, you know, that's just a name brand of makeup. But whatever she likes, like get her a gift card for that particular store or for that particular brand. You see what I'm saying? It shows that you're paying attention to her and that, you know, you notice the things that she likes, even if she doesn't necessarily say it directly, you know, like pay attention to like certain conversations, like when certain things come up and she'll say something like, oh, I went to Sephora today and I got this, that, and the third, or, oh, I went to Macy's today and they had this on sale, or, this perfume is really, it smells really, really good, and I like it, but I'm about to run out, and da-da-da-da-da. See, little stuff like that. Like, even if you don't get the item physically, you know, get, like, a gift card to where she can go and get it on her time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. All right. Devin, last but not least, what are some gifts ideas?
When it comes to Valentine's Day, I keep it pretty simple as far as gifts. You know, I'm
give
effective.
Him a teddy, give
I'm
him a teddy bear, don't
fucking
you?
Fucking right, I get a teddy bear. But what I do, you know, everybody gets a teddy bear. Always, you know, a teddy bear. You can't go wrong with a cute teddy bear.
A teddy bear.
Not everybody,
you
but you know
every
what I mean.
Girl that you date a teddy bear.
I mean, at some point, they probably received a teddy bear.
I remember he got one of his girls this whack ass teddy dog.
Don't you talk about teddy dog? Don't you talk about teddy dog?
So what's
wrong with
teddy? What is?
There's nothing wrong with teddy. It was a dog, but it was a teddy bear. So call him teddy dog.
It was a dog.
It was like a pit bull.
It was a
type.
Dog stuffed animal, and he called it teddy dog.
Don't you bring up teddy dog.
See, I have gone on a date to Build-A-Bear, and I built me a little, I built Mr. Cuddles, and was it?
His name was Mr. Cuddles? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I named him, Mr. Cuddles, and then I have another one. Is that Barry? No, Barry came from an edible arrangement. Oh, I forgot what I named this one when I got it off that cruise ship. But yeah, I go on dates to Build-A-Bear. I like little stuffed animals, I find out that you give it every girl that you with, I mean, I like stuffed animals. I like to keep them for decoration or whatever. But
I promise you, Devin is not
that
buying.
Don't matter, though,
Devin
Kayla.
Is not buying a stuffed animal this Valentine's Day. I promise you,
that don't
not.
Matter though, Kayla. your teddy dog or your teddy bear. Is, you know, especially for you, is unique to you. You know what I'm saying? So the past don't matter. But anyway, what I would do to, I guess, make it a little, I guess, to, you know, make it a little better, what I do, I get a teddy bear and ideas. You can probably spray, I would spray my favorite, her favorite cologne that I have on the teddy bear, right?
When
you I'm
say
not around,
her,
she can cuddle the teddy bear and she'll smell me.
Her favorite cologne that she likes on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, yeah, the one she
just
likes
making
on me.
Sure.
And I'll spray it on the, you know, on the bear.
So when I'm not around,
she can cuddle the teddy bear and she'll smell me and it'll help her sleep better at night, maybe.
You know what's funny? If y'all get into an argument, you get mad. She was like, well, I thought you was coming over. Well, smell the damn teddy bear I got you. Because I'm not coming.
man. So that's one. You can't go wrong with colognes and stuff like that. I know it's mediocre and, you know, I guess cliche now, but you can't go wrong with colognes. I mean, people don't get, us men, we don't get tired of it, you know. We like adding to the collection.
I think, you can do the cologne or you can do the clothes. It still depends on the person, what they might need. If he likes to cook or if he does yard work, like, I know we put a lot of emphasis on certain things now. You got to have, like, the Louis purse and all that good stuff there. But that shit is not for real life. When you're doing real people, you get some things that they are going to find beneficial that will last. Like, buy me flowers. It's cute, but they gonna die.
Yeah,
I don't have a green thumb. I'm not a gardener.
Yeah,
and don't waste your money on that.
Right, and see, I don't even like me personally. I don't like for people to buy me clothes, actually, unless you're buying me fan gear. So if you buy me something related to the Suns or the Packers, then it's cool.
Oh, if it's an Ariana Grande shirt,
stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I would like, but if you just buy me regular clothes, I prefer not. I like to pick out my own stuff. But if you buying something like, yeah, if you see a vintage tour t-shirt for Ariana Grande,
if she's thinking like Kayla and saying, hey, this sweatshirt looks good on Devin, and you know what? It's one in my size, too.
We can match. When you open up the gifts, I'm going to have both of them in there.
And look, honey, I got me one for me, too. Yay.
Be like, oh, shit.
Right. Like,
But you don't have to do that every day. It's just a once in a while for certain things.
Okay, what
put on that matching outfit?
What is once in a while?
Like Valentine's Day. that's a once in a while. If you just have like a random date. For me personally, like, okay, you can pick out our outfit for just some random day here and there. It doesn't have to be something we do 4 or 5 times a year.
Gotcha.
It's a good one and done.
Wow. Y'all have named some pretty dope gift ideas. You named all of mine, pretty much mine that I was going to say.
Okay.
Like, except for like maybe two of them. So I'm going to give my two. I had a list of 5 of them.
Okay.
So I'm giving.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I had a list of 5 gift ideas, women that you all can get your males. And all of y'all have named them shoes, cologne. This is something, ladies, that you can go out and get some real, real nice lingerie for your dude. Okay?
For him to wear or for me to wear?
For you to wear. For the women to wear. Get you some nice lingerie.
I was going to say, what kind of lingerie they got out here for men?
Well, actually, they do have lingerie for men.
You can bust out some satin
boxers. It's a G-string?
No, like
yeah, boxers and G-strings.
Fenty got the boxers that with the ass out. Dead serious. No, go look it up.
I'm looking for it now.
Yeah, and then
they have the boxers.
They have the
G-strings.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, but no lingerie for the woman. Get him some lingerie that you're gonna wear for him on Valentine's Day, because dudes love lingerie.
Yeah.
On that girl. Second thing.
Y'all do.
Second thing. This is, y'all just gotta trust me on this, ladies. Just trust me on it. Please. No, you have to. Mario, you listening? Mario, agree with me. Tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, Mario. You ready? Mike, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm listening.
Ribs.
I mean, ribs are always
get like, him. Yeah, get him some ribs. You know,
a rack of ribs, huh?
Get him a slab.
That you cook.
You know, and find out how he likes them, because you know every man likes their ribs different. Some people like the sauce on them. Some people don't like the sauce on them. Some people like to dip the sauce. Some people like a rub on their ribs. Get him some ribs. He will do whatever for you. He gonna remember that. Be like, hey, bro, what she do for you for Valentine's Day? This, she bought me a whole slab of ribs.
I ain't never fired up the grill before. Firing up the grill, to me, those are words that men use.
Okay, check
if
this out.
I come out here with this whole rack of ribs, I can probably put it in the oven.
Check this out. You don't have to just do them on the grill. You don't. There's many different ways.
You can put ribs in the oven.
Man, what?
I know you can put them in the oven, but Mike said find out how he likes them done. And what if he likes them shit smoked and grilled? Like,
well, shit, you better get out there.
And this is a dope thing.
And then you roll up to the house and you ask me what I'm doing. I'm trying to smoke your ribs.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, till I roll down his eye.
Man, what? Whoa, you cooking? For real? You cooking ribs?
If his tune don't change, so let me do this for you. Go sit down, then I don't know what we finna be eating. I'm not gonna be eating it. You gonna be, you know, testing this out. Just firing up the grill ain't for me.
Just trust me, fellas. I mean, ladies, trust me. Get him some ribs.
Now I gotta have him come and check the ribs.
Listen.
They done.
Rest in peace, Teddy Ray. But he said something real dope. She could be butt naked standing next to them ribs. Females, he gonna pick up them ribs.
You have it, ribs. That.
What you saying, Mario?
We are good.
Right. I'm telling you.
What kind of barbecue sauce?
What? Find out what barbecue sauce he likes, because everybody don't like the same barbecue sauce.
Hey, I'm not a
sweet baby.
With no sauce?
Man. You make some ribs with no sauce.
This thing's got to be seasoned to perfection.
Man, what?
Right.
Hey, and the meat fell off the bone, baby. Everything was great. I'm gonna have to hit him up actually.
And last but not least, the most important thing that a girl can give his guy. I mean, a girl can give her guy is peace.
Is what?
Peace.
Peace?
Peace.
Peace? Like peace and love?
No, like peace, like leave me be. I'm playing the PlayStation right now. Hey, I'm watching.
I've been watching a long time.
Hey, I'm watching the game by myself. There's a reason why I didn't call you to watch the game. Give him some peace. This is what you can do. I'm gonna give you a dope little thing. You can, for Valentine's Day, you get this is where the arts and crafts should come out of you women. You get him one of those little pamphlet ticket things, coupon things, and each of them say peace day. And basically he take it and give you a peace day, and you don't bother him the whole damn day when he gives you the ticket.
You know, I bought someone one of those ticket books, right? And it already came pre-made with some stuff, and it had one of those just like a, you can get like a gift. They just want to be left alone. You do one of their chores. You have like a little nasty night. You forgive them for something that they did. It was like 10 little coupons in there, and the only one that Negro pulled out was to forgive me for something that I did.
Oh, wow.
I hated the whole idea. I mean, it might be love for some other people, but now, yeah, make your own coupons. Don't get the generator one.
No. Yeah, make your own coupons. And I'm not saying put all those in it. Just put 10. If you say 10 coupons for that whole year, he has 10 coupons of Peace Day. And he can, and you have to honor it. So if you say, hey, you talking to your homegirls? Yeah, Judith, we should do a play day. And he finds out about it. He can come out and say, hey, I don't think I want to participate in this.
I don't want to do that.
Do this today. Here's my peace day. or real talk, you finna say, hey, we're going to see the in-laws. Here's a peace day.
I don't think you can use them to get out. Well, I guess you can, unless it comes with. It also has a thing on there where you can write exceptions on it. Should have put some exceptions on there.
Yeah, you have to be specific. I don't think you should do that. I think you should keep it like that. He would definitely appreciate it. When the playoffs start, and you say, "Hey, babe, you said you was gonna do some yard work earlier in the new year," he just break one of the things off. Peace day.
Peace day.
Telling you, you go a long way, but you only get 10 a year. So he's gonna have to use them sparingly. He's gonna have to use them like sparingly. Like he's not gonna be able to just use them every time. You don't want to use.
You get them one every Valentine's Day. You get a new book.
Yeah, you get a new book.
Use them all.
Oh, she got me another peace day. Yeah, make some plans. Wow, those was great ideas. We finna wrap this thing on up, and I guess the last thing that we're gonna do is, what are y'all plans for Valentine's Day? And I guess we'll start off with Devin. Devin, what are your plans?
I'm going to work.
Oh.
I got to work today, man. It's on a Wednesday this year. I got to work.
Oh.
You know? So that's what I'm doing for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So my Valentine's Day's activities might take place a little earlier, possibly. Maybe over the weekend, maybe.
Oh, it's the weekend.
But for actual Valentine's Day, I ain't really doing nothing, you know?
Okay.
Probably keeping it simple.
Well, like we said, it's Love's Holiday.
Yeah.
So, meaning leading up to it or a day after, you know, officially that Thursday is the side chick's Valentine's Day. So, you know, you don't want to do it after that. And then she was
you definitely have to celebrate with the people that you care about before Valentine's Day. Because anything after that,
it's side chick's Valentine's Day.
Unless you're like a travel worker or something like that, it's the side chick, yeah.
Or unless y'all came to a mutual agreement, hey, we're both busy during the week. So we'll just do something that Friday.
Yeah. You know. Or you do it the Sunday before, maybe. Or Friday, Saturday after.
Yeah.
It's whatever works for you guys.
Kyla, what you doing for Valentine's Day?
I will probably be driving back from New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Coming home to Mickey Max. Oh, you know what? He'll probably be with me. So it's just going to be me and Max.
Aww.
I'll probably give me an order of food, and I might send me a little edible arrangement.
Okay.
Well, you know what? No, I'm going to have, I'm going to give me an edible arrangement. From someone.
Yeah, them edible arrangements be fire.
They do be busting.
They legit.
Mike Wells, what you got for Valentine's Day? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Of course, the usual dinner, you feel me? I'm going to probably grab some gifts, some light shit, though, keeping it very simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man, honestly, looking on Groupon right now, man. I just got to be there.
But taking his own advice.
And shit, fellas, I might be going on a little helicopter ride because it's actually affordable to do it in my area.
Okay. Mario, what you got? What you got? What you got?
We both gonna be working.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we don't get off till like 5. And sometimes she gets off a little bit later. But I'm gonna probably get her some flowers, and we probably just gonna have dinner and just, you know, hang out together.
That's cute.
That's nice.
Give her a foot rub, suck on her toes.
That's regular,
but you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just make sure she feel all the love.
Of course.
Those are all great, great things y'all doing. Wish y'all have a safe and successful Valentine's Day. Talking to the host. Also to the listeners. Hope y'all have a good, safe Valentine's Day. Mike will not be doing anything for Valentine's Day. I will also be coming from New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And yeah, I don't
want to be thugging in the streets of Bourbon.
Oh, catch up with them. Catch up with them.
No, nigga. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day anymore. Fun fact.
Why?
Is it because you got beat at ass on, bro?
Mike Jack is giving up on love.
No, I haven't given up on love. It's just
not because you got beat in ass throwing.
No, that wasn't even on Valentine's Day, Mike. Lord.
Come on, Mike.
No, for real talk.
Way to go, Carl.
I have the worst luck at Valentine's Day, so I don't look forward to celebrating it. I encourage others to celebrate it, but Mike. It never ends well.
Right.
It's like a bad day.
You got to do some proper planning, man.
Yeah. That's how you look at it. Perspective is everything.
You got to run that. Uh-huh. I want your body.
No. Well, until that day comes.
Every night, I want you to holler.
Oh, no.
You ain't begging enough, Mike.
I'm not begging enough.
No, other Mike. You ain't begging enough when you singing, bro.
Nobody.
Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all better chill out.
But no, I'll be coming from New Orleans on Valentine's Day. I'll be in there for Mardi Gras.
Whole trip.
Right. Okay. And then, you know, I might go on a date after Valentine's Day. But we all hope that our advice or our ideas helped you, give you some inspiration, spark some interest, or entertains you this evening, and hope that you have a safe and wonderful and loving Valentine's Day. And anything else y'all guys want to say? Anything else y'all want to say?
Hey, that new Bob Marley movie drop on Valentine's Day too, I think.
I don't want to see that.
That's a possible. Hey, I'm going to see that shit.
Who want to see that on Valentine's Day?
It's interesting. I mean, it's a movie.
Nah,
okay, Marley,
how many?
We've been waiting on this for a year.
Wait,
No, ask me shit, man.
Wait,
hey.
Wait.
Yo.
Name three Bob Marley songs.
Come on now. That's obvious, bro. Come on now.
Okay, name them.
God damn, bro. You really want me to name this shit, dog? Three Bob Marley songs.
Yeah.
Is This Love? Clearly. Jamming, my favorite. I shot the sheriff.
But you did shoot the deputy.
Yeah. That's three.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. But Mario, anything you want to say? Anything you want to leave? Mike, Kayla, anything? Y'all want to leave with anything before we leave out?
Even if you are spending Valentine's Day by yourself, just know that you are loved. You know, yes, this episode was about, you know, people with their significant others and everything like that, and ideas and gifts and all that other good stuff. But even if you are by yourself for Valentine's Day, know that you may be by yourself on that day, but in life you're not by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nobody to feel lonely just because there's a certain day in the year that is supposed to be dedicated to the lovers. No, you know, you're still a person who is loved and you're lovable. So don't feel bad if you don't have anybody during, you know, Valentine's Day.
That's so sweet,
Mario.
Yeah, so
many people ain't really happy anyway.
Oh, so you gotta remember that.
You know what I'm saying? People be faking relationships, man. People be faking happiness. And just because something looks good online doesn't mean that it's good in real life. You feel me? Just because they be smiling in the pictures, you don't know what they do behind closed doors. So don't compare yourself to what you see other people do.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy your life, live your life, and try to be the best you that you can be.
Amen.
All right.
I just want to tell y'all, you feel me, the Falcons then got Raheem Morris.
Oh, my God.
This year.
Oh, Jesus.
See, we've hired our coach.
What does this have to do with?
Black head coach.
Okay. Okay, Mike.
Black head coach. Black quarterback coming soon, you feel me? Y'all enjoy this little year right there, you feel me? And next year, we'll see what we're talking about this time next year. 100
Kayla, anything you want to leave with the people? Anything.
Keep your heads up, baby. Don't let this weather get you down. Stay warm, my people.
I wasn't done.
Oh, go ahead. You good.
I'm good. You sure?
Yeah.
It sounded like you was trying to wrap it up.
The beat off?
No. But no. Don't forget to follow us, PWK_podcast. You can follow Devin at
Only One Grace.
You can follow Kayla at
ALove28.
You can follow Mike Wells at
MikeW.com.
And you can follow Mario at
@Mr_BedtimeStory.
Wow. Devin knows all of y'all tags like my heart.
We should have
and you can follow me at @AirMax_Jax. We just want to thank y'all for rocking with us. Thank y'all for following us. Always remember that, like, real talk, as Mario said, you are love. Always remember what Kayla say. Keep your head up and don't pay no mind to Mike or his weak ass Falcons. Okay. We just love y'all. We thank y'all.
Efficient this year.
Thank y'all for
this year, fellow. Coupon.
Devin. It's on you now.
Not you ain't ready to take us out. And you was rushing.
All right, y'all. That wraps up our Valentine's Day episode for 2024. We love you guys.
You were supposed to say the slogan, Devin.
What?
Our slogan.
Oh, shit. Thank you for partying with killers, killing everything we do.
Can't let Devin do that no more.
You did a pretty good job, guys.